This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haiti.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
Yeah, absolutely. They're doing a really good job, and certainly the five guys that played yesterday played very well, and different guys had different things to fight through. And so, but not just those five guys, right? The six, seven, eight, nine guys, those guys are all playing well when they play, so we're kind of building some real depth in there. Well, I think the pass rush played its best game in a lot of ways in this last game, because some of it was because of who we're going against. You know, I mean, Jaden Daniels is a real threat to get out of the pocket. I think he really only got out twice. Thought even when he did get out to right, we chased him down, but we kept him in there, we sacked him. What the difference Derrick Henry has made, I guess, is pretty clear. You know, you see it. So I think I agree with what you're saying. It's a different kind of rushing attack with him, right? Because of the way he runs the ball. He's one of a kind. He's one of one. They've put great receivers on him, and they've thrown fades against press man. I think he's held up really well. You know, there's been plays, obviously, that have been made. He had plays he'd want to have back, but there's really not too many that I would look at and say, hey, that's poor technique. I feel good about the way Brandon's playing. I think it's a positive and a plus for us.
All right, let's work back to front. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn up Tuesday, cranking it up to 12. You want it loud, we'll play it for you. Send your song request, pause, support, text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. That was John Harbaugh, met with the media yesterday afternoon, talking about Brandon Stevens, who has been victimized at times this year. And we talked about maybe the play that maybe encapsulates his entire season, where he's draped all over Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
And he still makes the play in the end zone for a touchdown. And you just heard the head coach of the team say that, and doesn't really have a problem with his technique, views him still as a positive. I mean, he's usually on their top guy on the opposition mm-hmm. here. Was it Mike A. Godwin's having a big year? I guess it'll be Evans. Who knows? Got all week to talk about it. But, you know, despite the fact that he seems to be getting smoked every week, he's still in position to make – it's not, Vinny, like he's 5 yards chasing no. every single time.
No. His big thing – and, Bob, it's been from the get-go. I mean, we've talked about it from the day he came. Can't find a ball. You know, and we talked about it last year because they were talking about him being Pro Bowl corner because he's always on top of his guy, and he is. He is a good press corner. Excellent. But he can't find a ball. I mean, he could be standing right next to you, Bob, and a ball would come and he wouldn't see it.
Hello, I'd hold the ball. I got this.
Right. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, you hate to say it because the guy's playing good. He's playing good. He's got him covered. But they make the play. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, does he catch it or not? And how many times we say, Bob, it's been, what, 2 weeks in a row now? Well, you got to give some credit to the quarterback and the receivers, too, but I mean, every week we're giving credit to the quarterback and the receivers, you know, because he's there, but they're catching it. Well, they got good players, too. Well, they do. They do. But every now and then, you got to make a play. And, Bob, the two deep balls that he's made plays on, I don't think he saw the ball. He just saw, you know, the guy was reaching up to catch it. He just stuck his arm up and it hit it, which, you know, give him credit for that. But he, like you said, he is always in position. He's always got his guy, but they always catch it.
So what changes? Can Nothing. It change? Is this just the way that it is?
He just doesn't have ball instincts. That's a thing. I mean, to me, Bob, you either got them or you don't. It's not something that you could teach or work on. It's some guys have naturally great instincts. Like Geno Stone had excellent ball instincts. So Deion Sanders, you know, phenomenal ball instincts. So I mean,
Ed Reed.
Ed Reed. Great instincts to the ball. You know, and Ed Reed probably would have, a lot of these, Bob, Ed Reed would have picked them off. And he just can't make those plays. He never gets interceptions, you know, in his, what's the most he's ever had in a year? Maybe two or three.
Now, do we view him as a liability at that position?
No, because you it's got to be a, I mean, the quarterback's got to make a great throw. And a lot of times, Bob, these guys got to make really good catches, which they are.
Yeah, the McLaren one. Oh, I still think the ball was moving. Did you rewatch that? And then Vinny will be doing. I thought, you know, obviously 48 hours after the fact, I thought the ball came. Whatever. It's a touchdown. That's all that matters. But it was a hell of a play. All three. It was like Kyle Hamilton all over Kelce and Mahomes in the AFC
Championship
game.
Exactly.
I mean, what more do you need to be done here?
And by the way, only two interceptions in his career, both last year.
There you go.
Two for his career. So, and how many years has he been playing?
I think it's his
five?
Since 21, yeah.
Fourth year. 21, 22, yeah, it's fourth year. Coming up on a payday.
I know, but what do you pay that, you know, is he really a shutdown number one corner? You can't say that because he doesn't get interceptions and his completion percentage, I'll bet you, is pretty high against him.
And I have no problem with Brandon Stevens in theory.
Right.
They did draft two cornerbacks this year, one in the first round and one in the fourth round.
Yeah.
So maybe they're planning on the eventual dismissal or moving on to Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah, that's more than likely. Although Marlon had a hell of a game. I thought he played really hard in that game Sunday.
Also heard John Harbaugh talking about the pass rush and the secondary coming together. See, this is an interesting one, I guess, because statistically, the Ravens' pass defense isn't all that great. Matter of fact, they're among the worst in the NFL, even though the pass rush has been better than we thought it was going to be, I guess.
Well, yes. I thought the pass rush in this game, Bob, I think it's like you're telling the outside guys, you're telling Oway and Van Oy, listen, guys, I really don't care if you get there, but just make sure that you contain him. And they did a hell of a job with contain because he didn't get outside the pocket maybe once or twice, but they did a really nice job there. And who was getting the pressure on the inside, Bob? The guys hitting the quarterback was 98 and 92. Those were most guys, you know, and Ngakoue got a sack in there too. But 98 and 92 were causing some problems on the inside.
It's 5887 The Fan. Nolan McGraw with us as well. Moving back to the front again, Derrick Henry. And we heard John Harbaugh talking about what separates this rushing attack from years prior. We're going back to, I'm guessing, the middle of 2018 when Lamar took over for an injured Joe Flacco. They've been the best running team in football. So we're talking 5.5 years of this, including the greatest rushing team of all time, 2019. But John Harbaugh said what separates it from previous years, number 22, who leads the team in rushing by 300 yards. Even the year that Mark Ingram made the Pro Bowl rush for over 1,000, Lamar led the team in rushing with 1,200 yards.
Yeah.
It's going to be different this year.
Yeah, and I mean, I thought that if Lamar rushed for, what did I say at the beginning of the year? If he rushed for, I was predicting throw for over 4,000, rush for 700 or less. He's probably still going to get more than 700, but he should get the 4,000 or more passing yards. The big difference is, I think in the run game, Lamar's under quarterback, you know, under center more, and they can run, you know, the pitch outs and all those kind of things. But, I mean, he's 250 pounds, you know, so he's running through like a normal running back. They're probably not getting all those kind of yards. But he's so big and so strong. You know, like the dude from Buffalo is still out, Bob, with a concussion, you know, from 2 weeks ago or whatever.
Rapp, I think. Yeah, Henry ran him over. Or like Lamar threw 6 games. Passing yardage, 1,500.
So that's 4,300 he's on pace for.
Well, 6, 12 would be 3,000. So you add another 5.
He's averaging like 252 a game.
254.8, 255, yeah. Basically.
Times 17.
With all due respect, Nolan, we're giving him 255 for yards per game. Derrick Henry is on pace, as we talked about before the show started, for what, 1,900? But Lamar has rushed for 400 yards through 6 games. So it's a 17. He's on pace to maybe rush for 1,000 yards.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if he gets to 4,300, though.
His passing yards are 4,335. If he would, 17 times 255.
Well, right now he's got 1,500.
Yeah, but that's what he's on pace for.
Okay, and the uptick has been the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Where the yardage has increased. Last 2 weeks, rather.
Yeah. And Bob, you know what's crazy is I was showing Nolan this, watching film. On first and second down, their passing offense is crazy because what are teams thinking on first and second down? You know, and you got the big boy lined back up in the backfield and Lamar fakes to him. The linebackers are coming up. And you like when you saw Bateman wide open, Aguilar wide open, you know, in the middle of the field there, that's because the linebackers are up and the safeties are back. There's a whole big hole in there, and that's all because of Henry.
It's Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. You want to get in, you can. Sports at 583-1057. Turn it up Tuesday, cracking it up to 12. Baseball playoffs, Mets even it up against the Dodgers. Yankees were up 1-0 over Cleveland. We'll get into all of that. Buffalo wins last night over the Jets. Another frustrating loss, English voice, for Aaron Rodgers and the crew. He did throw the Hail Mary at the end of the first half, which was crazy to watch, but lamenting what could have been. Are the Jets, and for Buffalo, you're celebrating what is, which is a win that puts you up in a pretty strong position in the AFC East.
Because they had lost 2 in a row, and actually they should have lost. Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Raiders are finalizing deal to trade Devontae Adams to the Jets for a conditional third rounder that can become a second rounder. So that'll be done today.
So Devontae Adams to the Jets. Stun meter is like 0.
0.
On this one. We'll come back. You want to get in? You can at 410-583-1057. Ravens at Tampa Monday night. 2-4-2 teams. Ravens are actually 3.5-point favorites on the road. It's Baker Mayfield, the number one pick in the first round that year. Lamar, the last pick of the first round. And here they are reuniting, and I guess it'll feel so good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good, but the other teams are having a really hard time getting it together, and I understand that Washington played without Brian Robinson Jr., who was their leading rusher and still is, on Sunday, but doesn't really matter, and I'm not saying it's the 2000 Ravens rush defense, which is arguably the greatest in the history of the National Football League, but the disparity, Vinny, through six games, pardon me, everybody, rushing yards four against, huge in favor of Baltimore.
Well, I mean, you look at the Commanders, look at Sunday's game, Bob. I mean, they only rushed it 18 times, and six were by the quarterback. So 11 by the running backs, but because McLaren ran one. They had 11 carries for 33 yards, the running backs. And I think what teams are doing is they're going in and saying, you know, we can't bank. I mean, that was the second-ranked rushing team in the league, and they only ran it 11 times. You know, and it was 3-3. I mean, it was a tight game at the half. So teams just figure that we can't. You know, we're banging our heads. You know, you're looking at second. Are we going to pop some for four or five? Yeah, we're going to hit it with crease every now and then. But, you know, more times than not, they're going to stop us. And to me, It's all about Travis Jones and Nnamdi Matabike. I think and all the other, and Harbs is exactly right. They're fundamentals, and we've talked about Travis Jones. We talk about shoulder square, punching, locking out, getting off blocks, and they can all find the football. That's the thing. They can all find the ball. And Travis Jones, I think he's playing at a Pro Bowl level in there. I mean, he dominates. He's now rushing the passer, playing the run outstanding. He can play double teams. I think he's taken the next step. He's their best run player.
Let's get out to the phone. 410-583-1057. It's the number. It is Turn Up Tuesday. We're rocking. You want to hear it loud? We got it for you. Send a song request to Nolan McGraw. He's ready to rock and roll, pun intended, with you, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Yankees up one zip over the Guardians. We got the Dodgers and Mets tied at one apiece. We'll talk about that with Ryan Ripken coming up at 11:30. But let's get out to the phones. Go get Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
I'm sitting there thinking about who is, like, the number one outstanding cornerback, you know, instructor or trainer, because I'm sitting there thinking on corners, when the receiver turns his head, you turn your head. And I think every receiver has a tell that when that ball is close enough, like Vinny said, that's he was able to stick his arm up when the receiver gave indication that the ball was near. I'm trying to figure what makes Stevens not want to turn his head. See, I think some could be afraid that if they turn their head, they lose sight of the receiver. It don't matter. You want to know where the ball is because the receiver wants to know where the ball is going too. But I'm figuring that soon as the receiver turns his head, I'm turning my head because he wants to locate the ball. And to me, that's a tell. But Stevens never turns his head when the receiver turns his head. He just keeps his eye on the receiver. I'm just wondering, is that a taught trait that he's been taught and not to react until the receiver reacts? Because, you know, the good ones turn their head and they'll pick off the ball before it even gets to the receiver. They're high pointed. Just wondering, do the Ravens have any instructors or any coaches that can teach that way? And I'll let you talk to that fact. Benny, take it easy.
Well, all you got to do is look at the other guys. You know, Wiggins makes plays on, you know, other guys make plays on the ball. It's just a natural instinct. You can find the ball. He was a running back at UCLA, and then he went to SMU. All right, so he hadn't been playing DB that long, but it's just a natural instinct that you can find the ball. You know, just like in any sport, you know, you've got IQ. It's just something that you got.
Quarterbacks have a feel when they're getting pressure in the pocket. Right. But there was a play, a game this weekend, and I apologize, I can't remember if it was even college or pro, where the receiver duped the two DBs looking up like the ball was coming and they're chasing him while the quarterback was running for the first down. And I can't remember what game it was, if you know what I'm talking about, because I'm watching it on the highlights. Give us a call and let us know, but I cannot remember. Let's go to Ed in Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Vinny, good morning, both you gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. College football call today. I'm going to try to get this right. Personal rooting interest, all things Terps for me, baseball, football, and basketball. Favorite past football coaches, Jerry Claiborne, Bobby Ross, and Big Ralph Regan.
Oh, yeah.
And also, second school, Notre Dame, always liked the physicality, blocking and tackling, mystique, Eric Parsege and Lou Holtz, the gold helmets, everything.
Yep.
No way near either of you gentlemen as far as rooting interest with those two schools. We'll still watch current Terps, win or lose, always hoping to see that signature upset victory. When the Terps are not playing, I try to catch a matchup game that they have on their schedule. This past Saturday, I found Penn State and USC at USC, and I witnessed the best offensive play at any level play this year. Maybe the best offensive play I've ever seen. I caught the game middle of the second quarter. USC's up two scores. USC tailback number four, great second effort talent. All running back tool skills, every carry. Penn State closes the gap to one score before the half. Penn State tight end, a guy named, last name's Warren.
Number 44.
Yeah, this guy had 17 receptions, 224 yards, and a touchdown. But coming out of the half, Penn State is searching for a momentum play to reverse the tide. I'm going to try to explain it. Penn State offense drives to the four-yard line. They insert their second-team quarterback, number 9, into the game. But the starting quarterback, number 15, remains in the game as well. 44 lines up on the scrimmage line. They got 7 men on the scrimmage line on the left hash, but he's on the left end as the center. Number 9 is behind him in a 5-yard shotgun. 15 is lined up in the deep left flats, and he has 2 blocking backs in front of him. And I'm looking at him like, what are they doing? So 44 makes a perfect shotgun snap to 9. 9 throws, a deep lateral spiral to 15 in the flats, 44 delays a count, and then he beelines straight to the end zone. 15 throws a perfect pass to 44, and he makes a fabulous contested grab with a guy hanging on it. Penn State wins the game in overtime. How's that for innovation, gentlemen? Thank you.
All right. Ed and Arbutus, so James Franklin, who takes a lot of smoke from Penn State fans, but Drew Aller's the quarterback, and yeah, he's a hell of a young player
well,
there.
Bob, remember who was real good? Kansas. Remember how good they were last year, their offense and stuff? That coordinator is now at Penn State.
Yeah, you notice what Kansas is doing this year, right?
Right. Right.
Not well.
But he got paid to go there, and their offense, I mean, because the year before, their offense was stagnant. It was boring. Now their offense is, like Ed was saying, it's extremely creative, and Aller's having a hell of a year. And that guy might, he could be a first-round tight end.
And I'll tell you what, with Penn State, they're only explosive when they played Maryland, it seemed, offensively. But speaking of USC, they're in College Park this Saturday, 4 o'clock. 7-point favorites over the Turtles. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back. Got Vinny's Dirty Dozen coming up here in a matter of minutes as well. Who are the 12 best teams in the NFL? As 6 weeks are done, Buffalo holds off the Jets. They're in first place in the AFC East. Organizational level, we'll talk about that with Ryan Ripken. Coming up at 11:30, Devontae Adams is going to the Jets. Before we get out to the phones at 410-583-1057. Aaron Rodgers just finding a connection with Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Does this throw a wrench into that sort of relationship?
No, here? I think we were talking off the air, Bob, and they don't have a tight end that really catches much. So I think Devontae Adams, you know, he's going to help Garrett Wilson, too, because Belichick, every time we were watching the Jets, double him, double five, right. Double five, double five.
Don't let Allen out of the pocket.
Right. You know, so I think it's going to help them.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Ravens at Tampa next Monday night. Ravens, 3.5-point favorites, 2-4-2 teams getting it on. Two quarterbacks playing very well. Outside of the Denver debacle, Baker Mayfield's having a hell of a year. He did throw 3 picks, though.
Yeah.
But 4 touchdowns, so it is what it is. Cliff in White Marsh. Cliffy, what's up?
Not much. Bob, I want to piggyback a little bit what you said about, you know, the rushing yards for the Ravens and the lack of against the Ravens. You know, when I coached basketball, if I had a poor 3-point shooting team, I had to clamp down and not let my opponents you know, outscore me too bad from that 3-point line. But the Ravens are offering up quite a dilemma for teams when they're not going to be able to run. They're totally one-dimensional. And, you know, I want to give our secondary, I know Williams is struggling back there, but I want to give us a little bit of a pass. Just in the last 2 games, you know, you run up against hot quarterbacks that make throws like that pinpoint, you're not going to look good. So I want to pump the brakes just a little and see what happens moving forward. That's all I got.
All right, Cliff. And that's kind of what John Harbaugh was saying as we played that in the opening of the show.
The only thing I would say is, I mean, he's been in the league 4 years. He's got career 2 interceptions. That's, and Bob, this is not the first, how many years have I been saying this? I've been saying it all 4 years. So it hadn't changed in 4 years. I don't know why it's going to change now.
But what about Marcus Williams, though? Maybe to a more concerning
Marcus Williams is a concern. I don't know. I mean, it looks to me like they got him. They tell him nobody gets behind you. I mean, he is so far back, and he plays so cautious. And even when he's got chances to come up and make a play, he doesn't. Like, he turns it down. Or, like, the 2 chances he had to make tackles, Bob, like, he's bear-hugging him. He's afraid to put his shoulder, maybe his shoulder's hurting, I don't know. But he's afraid to put his head in there, you know, to make a tackle.
But last year,
he wants to hug, he wants to dance with him.
And you were showing me some cuts from the championship game last year against KC. Even with a bad shoulder, he was engaging.
Yep.
He wasn't Jack Tatum, but he was still getting in there.
Yeah, I don't know, Bob, but I mean, he is, and Nolan, I was showing you the film. I mean, same thing. You saw it, right?
Right.
He was way back there, and he's afraid. Bob, I don't know why, but he won't tackle.
If he won't defend or won't tackle, I think we're going to have to figure out something he's good at right now.
Well, the other thing, too, is down in the red zone, it always seems to be like the safeties are the ones that are having a communication. And it's always, when you see on the video, it's always Marcus Williams, 32. You know, he's the one going, hey, over here, you know.
We were talking about it yesterday, the first touchdown of McLaurin. Daniels looked him off to the corner and he just kind of flipped it towards the, I guess, the goalpost there. And Williams was just...
Well, I will say this. Stevens had man-to-man coverage on it, and he was about 5 yards behind.
Well, they're all responsible. Let's get out to the phones. Mike in Bel Air. Mike, thanks for holding. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. First, I want to talk about Stevens. Stevens came out of college. He went in as a running back, mm-hmm. and then he switched over to a corner. And he's been in the league for years. And I say this, I'm 58 years old. Kids nowadays, young men nowadays, yes, they're very athletic, very talented, but fundamentals are horrible. And it goes back to coaching and just positioning himself. Williams, I just think right now he's been hurt a lot, and he's making a business decision, the last couple years. He's just trying to get through the year without getting hurt. And we didn't have this problem when we had Geno Stone back there with the other cat.
Geno had seven interceptions.
Yeah, but, like, he was hungry. He was trying to get paid. And he was healthy. He didn't come year after year being hurt. Whereas Marcus Williams, right now, when Gina was there, he was getting hurt. He was getting hurt. First thing he thinking about, this cat is ready to take my job because I'm not being healthy. Now, right now, he doesn't have that problem. But right now, I just think he's a business decision. Hey, I can't go in there and lay the wood. I can't go in there with a kill shot because the last couple of years I've been hurt and I may lose my job. But he may lose the job because he's not an interception. He's not a coverage, and he's not laying the woods to anyone. So maybe you make a change. But like I said, the kids nowadays, they just have really bad fundamentals. They're very athletic, talented, but they just don't have good fundamentals. And it goes back to coaching, not coaching in college, but you got to get them in Pop Warner, junior high, high school, college. So it's they're being fed the fundamentals. So when it's time to get in college and the pros, they already know their job. They already know what they have to do.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. Look, Marcus Williams came out of New Orleans from the Saints, highly regarded, yep. and the Ravens were applauded for signing him. And he was off to a great start 2 years ago, broke his wrist.
Had four interceptions.
Yeah, last year's shoulder was a problem. But when he came back, Geno Stone was back riding the pines. And his interception total decreased. Parlayed those seven picks into a contract with Cincinnati.
Yep.
Are we hearing much about Geno Stone with the Bengals right now?
Geno Stone has been kind of struggling. The thing that hurts him is when he's playing with the Ravens, he's back there with Kyle Hamilton, a Pro Bowler. He's back there with another stiff. Now they got two guys that can't run, and they got two corners. And they got two corners that don't play very well.
It's Vinny at 81.057. The Fan. We'll come back. We're 6 weeks in NFL season. Buffalo wins last night. They're in first place in the AFC East. What does that mean for them in regards to the Dirty Dozen? So stay tuned for that. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Talk about Baltimore ahead of their matchup with Tampa coming up next Monday. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports currently and historically? Oriole legend celebrating a birthday today. And then Ryan Ripken talk about the baseball playoffs now into the championship round and the mega turnover for Brandon Hyde's coaching staff here on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams according to our GM, Vinny Serrato.
You're damn right I'm serious. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours.
105.7 The Fan.
6 weeks NFL in the books. Yes, it's flying by. You can't stop the passage of time. We just roll with it. And last night, Buffalo didn't roll, but they held off the Jets 23-20 on Monday Night Football to maintain their advantage on top of the AFC's Eastern Division. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Now we look ahead to Week 7 a little bit. And we look back at the accomplishments so far. Who are the 12 best? Dirty Dozen.
All right, let's go back to Week 6. Minnesota 1, Kansas City 2, Houston 3, Baltimore 4, Detroit 5, Washington 6, Green Bay 7, Denver 8, Chicago 9, Dallas 10, Atlanta 11, the Chargers 12. So there's some change in that in the middle and on the bottom. Coming in at number 12, 4-2 Chicago. They beat Jacksonville 35-16. They're on bye. Caleb Williams, three straight games with 70% completion percentage and a quarterback rating over 106.
And there was a Keenan Allen sighting over in London last week, first two TDs.
Yeah, and their defense is playing good. So, I mean, the Bears, that whole division, well, we're going to hear about them all. Coming in at 11, 4-2 Atlanta. They won at Carolina 38-20. They're hosting Seattle. Drake London, second in the NFC with 38 receptions and fourth with four touchdown catches.
Bijan Robinson found the end zone. Algier rushed for over 100. So how about old Kirk Cousins getting that thing moving a little bit there?
Yeah, I think he's feeling better, Bob, and they're kind of getting a feel for what he's doing. And Drake London is reaping the benefits. Coming in at 10, 4-2 Pittsburgh. They won at Vegas 32-13. They're hosting the Jets. Najee Harris, 106 yards rushing versus Vegas. 86 were after contact.
Is that blind squirrel, or is he starting to maybe get back to what they hope he would be running the football?
Probably combination. Probably because the Raiders aren't that good, and he is... In their mind, he looked like he was running, but maybe he's totally healthy.
Yeah, because he was sniffing that goal line on that touchdown run.
Coming in at 9, 4-2 Tampa. They won at the Saints 51-27, and they're playing Baltimore Monday night. Bucs are tied for the NFL lead in points scored with 178.
Chris Godwin having a nice little bounce back season.
Oh, boy, is he ever.
And they had two dudes that most of us never heard of before run the ball all over New Orleans last week.
Yeah, and they got a decent offensive line, I think. So it should be a really fun game Monday night. Coming in at 8-4-2 Washington, they lost 30-23 at the Ravens. They're hosting Carolina. Jaden Daniels leads the NFL, completing 75.3% of his throws. And I'll tell you what, Bob, I mean, watching him play against the Ravens, that's the first time I really watched a whole game of him. He's accurate as hell. You know, I mean, most of his balls are right on target.
He's a stud. And by the way, Sean Tucker, who had a big day, Calvert Hall, Owings Mills, Baltimore guy out of Syracuse. So, yeah, a little respect to the locals for sure.
Coming in at 7, 4-2 Buffalo. They won last night 23-20 at the Jets. They're hosting Tennessee. Josh Allen, the only quarterback to start six games and not throw an interception.
Usually that's kind of his thing, isn't it? Did fumble, got lucky in the late in the second quarter last night. But, you know, Buffalo, you're not buying him, though, are you?
No. I mean, Bob, I watched him on film and they played the Ravens, and it was and Oliver's not playing. But, I mean, their secondary's not very – I mean, yeah, well, Henry went 87 on the first play. Coming in at 6 – 4-2 Green Bay. Beat Arizona 34-13. They're hosting Houston. Packers lead the NFL with 17 takeaways.
How about that? And old Dobbs got on the Whambulance and got himself two TDs last week. Jordan Love's a pretty good quarterback.
He's looking good. Coming in at 5, 4-1 Detroit. They won at Dallas 47-9. They're at the Vikings.
Ugh.
Jared Goff's last two games. 36 of 43 for 607 yards, 5 touchdowns, quarterback rating of 154.
Let's harken back to the olden days of 3 years ago where he was just bridging the gap between the new quarterback in Detroit and himself because they traded Stafford. But old Jared Goff has been to a Super Bowl, been in the playoffs multiple times. He might be playing the best football of his career right now.
And they got a hell of a team offensively.
Yep.
I mean, without Hutchinson, that's going to hurt big time.
That's going to suck, yep.
Coming in at 4-4-2 Baltimore. Beat Washington 30-23 at Tampa. Ravens are number one in total offense. The only NFL team to average over 450 yards per game.
Come on, Nolan. Tribute.
Yeah. I mean, they're number one in a lot of categories. Coming in at 3-5-1 Houston. They won at New England 41-21. They're at Green Bay. So we got a lot of big matchups this week, Bob. I mean, you got Minnesota, Detroit, Houston, Green Bay, and Detroit at Minnesota. Good weekend of football.
And they have Joe Mixon back, who made his presence felt last week, too.
Will Anderson Jr. is tied for the NFL League with 9 tackles for loss. Coming in at 2-5-0 Kansas City. They were on bye. They're at the Niners. Another good game. KC is one of 4 NFL teams allowing under 3.75 yards per rush.
It's funny because they still seem to be reliant more on their defense than their offense, going back to last year's Super Bowl team.
Yeah, and kind of refiguring off after all their receivers are hurt. Coming in at 1, Minnesota 5-0. They were on bye. They're hosting Detroit. Vikings lead the NFC, allowing 15.2 points per game. Their defense playing outstanding because Darnold wasn't great in the last game.
No, he was better than Rodgers, who was terrible.
Yeah.
When they won in London. But Grenard, who they got from Houston this offseason, he's been outstanding for them so far.
All right, so in summary, Minnesota 1, Kansas City 2, Houston 3, Baltimore 4, Detroit 5, Green Bay 6, Buffalo 7, Washington 8, Tampa 9, Pittsburgh 10, Atlanta 11, and Chicago 12. So the whole NFC North is in the top 12.
How about that? All above 500, as we talked about yesterday or 2 days ago with Jason Cole. Who would have thought that, you know, the NFC North will be better than the AFC North at this point in the season? We'll have the Feeble Five coming up later in the program around 1:15. Got the baseball playoff report coming up around 12:45. We'll actually talk playoffs. Rod Ripken at 11:30. But coming up next, USA Today Ravens Wire. Kevin Allstriker talking about the Ravens. They're 4-2, winners of 4 in a row. Tampa on the road on Monday night. It's Vinny and Haney Nolan here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.